Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, November 4th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. MetaWells Oil & Gas Inc. announces new board president and finalization of acquisition agreement with South Plains Petroleum Inc. MetaWells Oil & Gas Inc. has appointed Mr. Stefanos Calogero as president of the board of directors, succeeding Mr. Ronald Minsky. Mr. Minsky will continue as a senior advisor. Mr. Calogero, with over two decades of experience in project management, aims to advance the company's strategic roadmap. Additionally, MetaWells has finalized its acquisition agreement with South Plains Petroleum Inc., holding properties in Texas and Louisiana with proven oil and gas reserves. This acquisition will strengthen MetaWells' portfolio and accelerate operational expansion. Stay tuned for updates on leadership initiatives and the integration of South Plains assets. Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., Uhoken, TSX, EFR, reports Q3 2025 results, highlighting strong uranium sales, rare earth progress, and $1 billion in working capital. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium and rare earth elements, reported strong Q3 2025 results, including high uranium sales and progress in rare earth production. The company achieved higher sales and revenues, setting the stage for increased gross margins in 2026. Energy Fuels advanced its rare earth segment with pilot production at the White Mesa Mill and NDPR qualification for major automakers. It also secured government approvals for the Donald Project joint venture in Australia. Ending the quarter with nearly $1 billion in working capital, Energy Fuels remains well-positioned for future growth.
Goldman Sachs says the recent copper surge is unlikely to last. Copper prices have surged recently due to optimism over a potential trade breakthrough and fears of mine shortages. Analysts at Goldman Sachs doubt the momentum can last due to uneven demand growth. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., TSX, QB, ATBHF, exploring for copper resources may be impacted. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a platform focusing on global mining and resources, offers access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Why EVs could soon be cheaper than gas cars. Electric vehicle prices are falling faster than ever across the United States, Europe, and China, bringing battery-powered cars within reach of gasoline vehicle price points for the first time. The shift is driven by collapsing raw material costs, aggressive manufacturer discounting, and an influx of affordable Chinese models flooding global markets. These market conditions are challenging smaller companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. to compete. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. BioFlight Fuels awarded INSAT funding for SAF flight school project, advancing low-carbon aviation. BioFlight Fuels Inc., a Canadian biofuels company, has secured funding from INSAT for its SAF flight school project. This initiative aims to produce sustainable aviation fuel from renewable natural gas, supporting Canada's net zero aviation goals. Working with Brightspot Climate and Ivy's Adsorption, BioFlight will assess the life cycle performance of SAF produced through its FT conversion pathway. This funding accelerates the development of SAF production capabilities, moving towards large-scale commercial production. INSAT's support recognizes SAF as a key pathway to achieving net zero aviation by 2050. BioFlight's Terminal 1 facility in Sarnia, Ontario, will convert RNG into certified aviation fuel, contributing to significant GHG emission reductions. For more information, visit BioFlight Fuel's website. Hadron Energy advances its regulatory readiness ahead of $1.2 billion merger. Hadron Energy, Inc. is making significant strides in regulatory readiness as it approaches its $1.2 billion SPAC merger with Gig Capital 7 Corp. The company has been proactive in engaging with the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, attending key meetings and submitting necessary documents like the Regulatory Engagement Plan and Quality Assurance Program Description, QAPD. Despite government shutdowns, Hadron remains on track for the commercialization of its microreactors. In addition to NRC engagement, Hadron has also been collaborating with the Department of Energy, DOE, on initiatives like the Janus Project to install microreactors in military bases. With a focus on transparency and collaboration, Hadron is poised to play a key role in revitalizing the U.S. nuclear industry. For more information, visit hadronenergy.com. State roundup, Menhaden, in middle of fight over Bay Health. Judges tell Trump to free SNAP benefits. Exelon to seek okay to build power plant in Maryland. Across the Chesapeake Bay, fishermen are reeling in fewer striped bass, and many osprey are struggling to survive due to the declining health of Atlantic menhaden. In other news, judges have intervened to prevent the Trump administration from pausing SNAP benefits, ensuring continued assistance for millions. Meanwhile, Exelon plans to seek approval to build a power plant in Maryland, marking a significant policy shift. Stay tuned for more updates on these critical issues.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.